So the second part of our employment series here is, at what point is an employer or an employee stuck with going through with this employment? In other words, an employer tells an employee, yeah, come, I need you to work for me for today, I don't know, to be a babysitter. And then the employer tells the babysitter as she's coming over, no, I don't need you anymore. So does the employer owe the employee money? Or vice versa, does the employee tell the employer he's going to work and now the employer relies upon him? Does the employee, is the employer now obligated to continue working or for the set designated time, or can he back out? At what point is there a kinyan? You know, what point is the deal sealed that they must both go through, otherwise there must be a payment made to the other one? So the Pesachei Choshen discusses this and says that schiros of a poel is, there's certain kinyanim which seals the deal. And we'll discuss each one in its proper time. So first, kinyan would be kesef. If there's an advance payment made by the employer to the employee, then that now prevents either of them from backing out of the deal. Now, what is considered an advance payment? So Pesachei Choshen explains that even if it's just a small advance payment of more than a pruta, so you give them $1 advance payment, then that would be sufficient. And Mamachan Ephraim seems to indicate that as well, as cited by the Pesachei Choshen. The Chok Relev has an interesting question, side point, of if a person, an employer, gives the employee an advance payment, and before the employee actually starts working, the employee takes that money and is Makadish a woman, marries a woman with that. Is that considered his money that he's enabling him to the Kiddushin to take effect or not? On one hand, he didn't yet work, so it's not necessarily his. But on the other hand, now that neither of them can back out, it is considered his. He's obligated to work, and now for that money could be considered his. And the Chok Relev has a discussion about this point. Another method of kinyan, of sealing the deal with the employer and the employee and making it that neither of them could back out, is a shtar, if you obviously sign an agreement. A third method is a kinyan sudar, if there's some ceremonious, you know, either raising of a handkerchief or some other form of chalipin or some sudar, kinyan sudar, then that would be sufficient. Some say, as the notes to Pesachei Choshen, that same thing if a person is, if the employer lifts up one of the utensils of the worker, of the employee, then this is considered a valid form of schiros, and this is based on the Ramah, as well as the Shach agree to that. Now, it's not so clear, but Nesivus and Mishpat seems to disagree, and says, no, it's really two different things. If you're hiring an employee, and he's coming with utensils, then if you lift up his utensil, it doesn't necessarily mean that you get the employee as well, but that is, you know, a machlokas between them. The final way that you can acquire a employee, or that you could seal the deal that this employment relationship is now going to go forward, is if the employer provides the employee with certain utensils necessary for the job, like a computer if you're a worker, or I don't know, a needle if you're sewing, or whatever it is, a hammer to bang. And now the employee lifts up this item, this utensil, this work-related item, he lifts it up and does a meshicha on it. So now some say that now this deal is sealed, and this is cited as well in the Nesivus HaMishpat and the Mordechai, that's Nesivus HaMordechai's, Nesivus HaMishpat's opinion in the name of the Ritva. However, interestingly, the Mordechai disagrees to a certain extent. He says, no, he actually has to use, you have to start typing on the computer, you have to actually start, you know, banging with the hammer in order for the relationship to be sealed. At that point, they would not be able to back out.